Okay, well, did you all bring your vision and values book? If not, we've got some extras out in the lobby. If maybe someone could grab those. And if not, it's online also. So if you go to our website and look for, what is it? About, right? It's about. Under about. Yep. And then I just looked at it last night.
Yep.
So it's under about, and then you'll see vision and values, and then you'll see a spot where it says more values or the full complete values. So what we're gonna do is open up our relationship series. We've done a relationship series from Mother's Day to Father's Day for as long as I can remember. But it fits in perfectly with everyone. So I know we skipped a few and that's okay. You guys are all right with that, right? Mm-hmm. It's all right if we skip around a little bit. Okay, good. So we're going to do everyone. So if you could turn to that spot. And like I said, if you don't have a book, that's fine. You can find it online. There's some out in the lobby. That is okay. Okay, I'm going to read this for you right here. So everyone. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have been baptized, all been baptized into one body by one Spirit. And we all share that same Spirit. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. That's from 1 Corinthians 12. So the every one part is gathered around Jesus, the number one. All right? In the middle and the center of us all, Jesus is the nucleus of our lives, and the Holy One, Jesus, draws us to himself and to each other. Mm-hmm. So then if we talk about the every one with the every and the number one, of us individually. Each is a part of everyone as one in unity. Mm-hmm. This takes a little bit of time to digest. What does that all mean? But we have until Father's Day to break it down for you, okay? So don't worry. We got you. Everyone is realized best in being one body, relationally close, as one family and one spirit, as a tribe. Amen. Miss Ida, would you open us in prayer, please?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have gathered us here as one body, as one tribe, to sit and hear from you. Lord, we pray that you would give us the words to speak, that you would bring clarity to who you have called us to be. And we thank you, Father, that you sent your precious son, Jesus, to example what it meant, what it looked like for us as one body to serve each other, to love each other. And we just ask and pray that you would open up our hearts, open up our minds to you, that you would help us to receive who you have called us
yes,
to
Jesus.
Be. Not what the world has called us to be, but who you have called us to be. And let us exemplify that. Be glorified in all that we speak, in all that we say, all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 All right. How are you doing, Miss Ida?
I'm good.
Good? Okay, well, we're going to have just kind of a little conversation. I've got some questions for Miss Ida today, and she is full of wisdom. She didn't even need to prepare. This is just going to come out.
That is not true.
No, what a blessing she is to so many of us. When we were considering what the Sunday would look like, she was the first one I thought of as kind of a mother of the house, one that not only mothers her child, hi Josh, way in the back there, but all of us with just your hugs, your wisdom, just we just feel at home with you.
Yeah, come on now.
And so we're very thankful to have you share this morning. I believe what you're going to share is applicable for everybody. So please, this is not a time to tune out in any way. This is for all of us.
Amen.
Okay, I want to start though by asking, tell me about those that were mothers to you.
Man, that's a loaded question. It has been a blessing in my life. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. I've been here in Ames since 1986. But I came from a family that was very close-knit. It is how we survived the city. It is how we grew. It is how we learned about God, who God was, and what that looked like in our family. We had a grandmother who was a Christian who poured into us what it meant to live as Christ, what it meant to live in love, you know, with each other. And although my mom was a single mom, it didn't feel like it. I had aunts who were very different, but very powerful in their own right, very independent, and just loved on us, you know, growing up as, you know, children. And they instilled in us a love, a power, a strength to see others as how God created them, not judging, you know, by circumstance, not judging by what it looked like on the outside. So between mom and those aunts, and even now in my life, the women that I call, that I reach out to in this body, you know, both young and old, that I know that I can pray with, that I can mm-hmm. call and say, here's my heart, and that they will guard and protect pray and just, you know, lift me up. So,
I love it. You were talking to me about scripture that pointed to the legacy of women. Talk to me about that.
I'm going to read this scripture, and it's coming out of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5 through 6, and I'm going to just read this out of the Amplified. And it says, I remember your sincere and unqualified faith, the surrendering of your entire self to God in Christ with trust in his power, wisdom, goodness, a faith which first lived in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am confident that it is in you as well.
Yes, Lord.
That is why I remind you to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, that special endowment which is in you through the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. I love this scripture because it reminds me of a legacy. You know, this was Paul, you know, encouraging Timothy, but a legacy of who Timothy was. Paul recognizing that wisdom, that power, that strength that had been passed down to him. So starting with, you know, he recognized, you know, his grandmother, his mother, that is now poured into Timothy. So I love it in that it speaks to the role that women have played. That we have a gift.
I like that.
That God has given us, that has been poured out, that speaks to, you know, who we are. So
And I think it's important to note that this is Paul writing.
Yes,
we know those verses that he wrote that were, you know, harder to understand as it relates to women, but if you take the whole of what Paul wrote, that he actually took time to honor the women that were working with him, but then also had poured into the ones that he was working with. And I love your testimony about that it wasn't just your mom and grandma, but you were telling me that, and you said here that there were aunts that never had children, but you were their babies.
Absolutely.
And so that that sounds like it had quite an impact on you, that you learned from everyone, mm-hmm. not just those who birthed you.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good. Did you want to share anything else?
I was just gonna, you know, say to that, absolutely. Because they had a testimony, they had a gift from what God had given.
Yep.
And so often we look at women that don't have kids as being lesser than.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not true.
But it is not that they're lesser than. Mm-hmm. It is a gift of them to be able to love freely, you know, unconditionally, you know, as, you know, as mothers do. And they had so much time and love to give. Mm-hmm. So when I call and I talk to my mom and wish her happy Mother's Day, I don't just talk to mom, you know, I have to talk to my aunts as well, you know, that even didn't have kids because they have been my mother.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Amen. So amen. That is a great lesson to us, that we have an opportunity set aside today to think about not only the one who birthed us, but all those that have mothered us and made us who we are today. That makes sense, though, because you have so much love to give. That makes sense that there was, you know, several pouring that love into you, and now you've got it to give. Okay, so what is God's heart for women?
You know, as I look at our history as a whole, you know, you see so often where women have been undervalued. And it's sad to see, because I look at, and I'll read this, Matthew, if you guys want to turn, Matthew chapter 28. We're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to read it out of the Amplified. And it says, "Now after the Sabbath, near dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And a great earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone from the opening of the tomb and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook, paralyzed with fear at the sight of him, and became like dead men, pale and immovable. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said he would. Come, see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, as he promised. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the good news to the disciples. And as they went, suddenly Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice.' And they went to him and took hold of his feet in homage and worshiped him as the Messiah. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me just as I have promised.'"
Amen.
The thing that I absolutely love about this scripture, it was women that went to the tomb. Jesus gave them a message to give. So they were carrying a message. And it speaks to who Jesus was.
Yes, Lord.
He spoke into them to carry a message.
Yep.
He didn't leave it to his disciples only. He spoke to the women to carry a message.
Yeah, where were the disciples anyways?
So I just, you know, they have been given a God-given task to accomplish. And Jesus esteemed them.
Yeah.
He valued them.
Yep.
He spoke life into them.
Yeah.
So it is such an encouragement, you know, because we see women being esteemed, you know, by mm-hmm. our Savior, our Messiah. Yep. And it's the example, it's the picture
yeah.
of what we are supposed to look like, mm-hmm. you know, and in a society where women have not had that, mm-hmm. you know, there's been that disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. yeah.
Yep. Yeah, to me, when I read that, it shows Jesus turning things back to the way mm-hmm. that they were intended
yeah.
Before the fall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right.
There was one other scripture mm-hmm. that I wanted to just kind of read with. Yeah. It's John 19, verse 25 to 27. And it speaks to Jesus mm-hmm. and his love for his mother. Mm-hmm. But he says, this is John 19, 25 through 27. So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. So Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved, esteemed, standing near, said to his mother, "Dear woman, look, here is your son." Mm-hmm. Then he said to the disciple John, "Look, here is your mother. Protect and provide for her." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. It would have been the last thing that Jesus took care of
yeah.
before he gave up his spirit,
mm-hmm.
taking care of his mother,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think it's, you know, it speaks volumes.
Yeah.
You know, yet again, to how Jesus saw women.
So. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Amen. Beautiful. Love it. So how can women support women, and why is that important?
I think it's extremely important. You know, as women, we have a tendency to sometimes compare ourselves to each other, and can sometimes tear down each other. But I want to read a couple of scriptures that speak to, you know, I think both men and women, but John 34 through 35, it says, "I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you."
Truth.
"So you too are to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples."
Yes, Lord.
"If you have love and unselfish concern for one another." And then 1 Peter 4, 8 through 9, that reads, "Above all, have fervent and unfailing love for
one another,
because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others."
Jesus.
"Be hospitable to one another mm-hmm. without complaint."
Yeah.
Women, as, you know, nurturers, you know, as comforters, as, you know, people that love on each other, we have an amazing gift, you know, yeah. to be able to do the same with other women, to lift each other up. Mm-hmm. Not just with the women that we see in our own age bracket, but, mm-hmm. you know, women yeah. that are older, women that are younger.
Yep.
We have a whole generation of women coming behind us,
mm-hmm.
younger yes. women mm-hmm. That have not had the blessing, you know, to be able mm-hmm. to come up into families where women gather around each other.
Yep.
So I think it's imperative that you see women across all ages, all generations, to be able to come together yeah. to love on each other, to lift each other up,
yeah,
and to lead them into the next generation, mm-hmm. you know, to pass on, like Timothy's grandmother, mm-hmm. like Timothy's mother, to pass yeah. on that strength and that power and that wisdom,
yeah.
you know, that knowledge. You know, we as women have, you know, the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does it affect us, it affects the world.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, yep. it's just more love, you know, poured into, who we are and what the world needs to see.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, what I hear you saying is we point out that God gift in our sisters.
Absolutely.
Because if we listen to what you had first said, that we each have a purpose and something that God has called us to, mm-hmm. and other women can partner and
Absolutely.
Call that out of Absolutely. From you, mm-hmm. encourage you, mm-hmm. pray for you. Mm-hmm. We need that, don't we?
Amen.
That means
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
Sadly, as a pastor, I kind of expect some pushback from men. But to be honest, like it comes from my sisters too. Like, and it just, we can do better. It took me a long time to get that. That I had used this illustration, at some point. You got to retrain your brain. Like when you're passing somebody in the store or whatever, sometimes we immediately pick out like, oh, that does not look good on them, or. Why do they have their hair like that? That doesn't
we
look very good.
Critical.
Yeah. What'd you say? So anyway, retraining your brain, like, oh, that Amen. Is a child of God. They are loved.
Amen. It is so important to remember that who God created us as women to be, life givers, or not, we each have a gift. And together, once you bring us together, that gift expands mm-hmm. into a bigger picture, into who God, shows us to be. So,
yeah. Amen. So other women have a hand in multiplying mm-hmm. the gifts of God within each other.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Okay, so what can men do to support women? And why is that important? Mm. Are you all wondering that question, maybe? Get your pens ready to write.
I think the same thing applies to men. As men, they are surrounded by their mothers, their aunts, their nieces, their daughters, their, whatever that looks like, that takes them into a new look on what that looks like for them as mm-hmm. women. I tell my son so often, because he has a daughter, mm-hmm. That her self-esteem comes from who he is as mm-hmm. a dad and what he speaks into her, what she sees him portraying, how she sees him living. So for men, not only to love unconditionally, but mm-hmm. to come alongside women to encourage, to lift them up, to speak life into them, to encourage their self-esteem, to challenge them, to know that they have a gift that God has placed on the inside of them, and being able to draw that out. To be able to facilitate and foster a just the means to be able to mm-hmm. encourage her to grow mm-hmm. in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
love it. Do you think that I don't know how it is. In your house, but sometimes when Peter says something, it carries like a certain like mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. weight when it comes to discipline. Mm-hmm. And maybe what I hear you saying is like that same weight applies to compliments and encouragement.
Absolutely.
That, man, I can say the same thing
Absolutely.
Over and over and
Absolutely.
Over again, but man, if Dad says it,
Absolutely.
I don't know why.
Absolutely.
I don't know why that is right now.
It makes a huge difference. And I used, Josh as an example. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Josh.
He's hiding back there.
When you speak about just discipline, coming from mom, it definitely makes a difference, And when he was younger, he was more apt to debate with mom. Mm-hmm. But when dad spoke.
No debate, huh?
No debate. Very little debate. So, you know, there became that finality. So just like there was that for Josh, you know, I think sometimes for men, it's the same. But with men, they carry a gift to be able to lift up and guard and protect the women in their lives. So when they take a stand to do just that, not only are they stronger for it, but the women that surround them are stronger and are free, you know, to walk in the gift that they've been given.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right. Is that good?
Amen.
Is that good? All right. Any closing thoughts you want to leave us with today?
I want to read. I love this quote from Charles Spurgeon, and it's on mothers. But he says, successful mothers are not the ones who have never struggled. They're the ones who never give up despite the struggles.
Amen.
Motherhood is a million little moments that God weaves together with grace, redemption, laughter, tears, and most of all, love. And then he says, I cannot tell you how much I owe to the solemn word of my good mother.
Amen. 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 Hey, will you pray for the people here today? You just mentioned grace and redemption. No matter what our journey is thus far, as it relates to mothers, maybe you're missing your mom today. Maybe you want to be a mom and that hasn't happened for you yet. Maybe your children are wandering right now. We believe that Jesus is the carrier of our burdens, and that his grace is sufficient for us. So, Messiah, would you pray for everybody, and then we're going to honor the mothers here in a second.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for who you have called us to be together as a body. You have placed within each of us a gift from the women that are mothers to the women that are not mothers, Lord God, you have placed life-giving ability to be able to come alongside other women to grow and to comfort and to encourage. So, Lord, we pray that you would overflow, let your spirit overflow in them, that they would be able to see you, Lord Jesus, that they would know the gift of your love and the gift of the love that surrounds them. For the women that are wanting to become mothers, Lord, breathe into them.
Yes, Jesus.
Let your spirit just flow in and through their bodies, that you would anoint them.
By power and grace.
Plant your seed within their body, Lord God. Lord, we lift up the men that have come alongside the women. Lord, we pray that you would continue to foster within them the gift that is within them to be able to just to love fiercely, to protect, to encourage, and to speak life. There are some whose journeys in here, both men and women alike, who have had it difficult, who have struggled. But in everything, Father God, you are in the midst. Lord, give them hope. Bring peace and let them know that you are there in the midst, that you are their Heavenly Father. It is in your precious name, Jesus, that we bring all these things to you, and we say thank you. Thank you for the love, the gift that you have shown us how to live, how to love on each other, and help us to rise up to the standard that you have set, lifting each other and encouraging each other. It is in your name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.